A top executive of Kraft Foods faced tough questions about chocolate from the British Parliament yesterday. Then he apologized for his company's decision to shut down a Cadbury's factory. Kraft recently bought Cadbury's in a high-profile takeover drama that dragged on for months. Many Brits were unhappy about the merger. Now some are furious about Kraft's decision to close the plant it had promised to keep open. From London, Vicky Barker has more.
Union leaders told the committee they had long understood the Somerdale plant was no longer viable. They said they'd repeatedly begged Kraft not to make unrealistic promises, but Kraft kept repeating its original statement until after the takeover was approved. Union leader Jack Dromey.
A proud workforce in a proud community had their hopes raised and their hopes then dashed. It was utterly cynical.
From Kraft executive Firestone, a public apology.
I was there in the room when that statement was drafted, and I do sincerely, personally express my apology that we have created that uncertainty.
Firestone promised a 2-year freeze on further Cadbury plant closures and factory floor layoffs. But one lawmaker charged Kraft had made and broken similar pledges to another British confectioner, Terry's of York, before shutting down UK production of the chocolate orange. Now the union is pressing for a Cadbury's law to protect other British companies from hostile takeovers by foreign firms. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.